Protect your stored corn with more care this winter. Did you take all of your 2012 corn to the elevator, or do you have corn in the bin at home? If you're storing corn at home, it should be protected from the potential for growth of mycotoxins and their production of aflatoxin. Those will more than negate any benefit you'd ever hope to receive from farm-stored corn this fall. Farmers with corn in their bins are taking an extreme chance of losing the value of the grain unless it is well managed. But how do you do that? The 2012 drought not only shorted your crop yield, but replaced it with the potential for aflatoxin, which was certainly not a fair trade. But that may be the hand that you're dealt, and managing the quality of the grain in the bin could be a significant challenge this year, throughout the winter and into the spring for 2013 delivery. University of Nebraska Ag Engineer Tom Dorn provides some step-by-step guidance to help you empty your bins with corn that's the same quality at which it was stored. Of course, you need to remember that quality can always decrease in a bin, but can never increase when in storage. Dorn suggests that you set three goals for your stored corn. First of all, dry it to 13% moisture if it's to be stored for more than a month. Run aeration fans whenever the air temperature was 10 degrees cooler than the grain temperature, since the rate of mold growth is slower at cooler temperatures. And cool stored grain down to 30 degrees Fahrenheit, plus or minus 5 degrees, to stop mold growth. If you've not cooled the grain to the recommended temperature for late fall and winter, do so soon, especially if you plan to keep the grain into the new year. Within the bin, air movement is quite dynamic. And when the air moves, it carries moisture with it. Cool air moves down, warm air moves up, and the cooler steel on the sides of the bin can generate movement inside the bin. Underneath the roof, where the grain is cool, rising warm air in the middle of the grain will carry moisture upward until it condenses in the top layer of the grain. Dorn says the convection currents will create a wet spot in the center of the bin, and that's where fines collect and where molds will also grow rapidly. He suggests driving the warmth and moisture out of the grain with aeration fans when the humidity is low and air temperature is 30 to 35 degrees. Regularly check the quality of the grain and any musty odors that appear in the top of the bin while the fan is running. One indication that the grain is still wet will occur if the underside of the bin roof is wet when the outside air is cool. If that occurs, run the fan long enough to push the temperature front completely through the grain. But how long should the fans run? Dorn says a rule of thumb is the time, or hours, to push a temperature front through a bin of grain is 15 divided by the airflow cubic feet per minute per bushel, CFM divided by bushels. For example, a bin used for drying grain should be able to produce about 1 cubic foot per minute per bushel. So it would take about 15 hours to push a temperature front through a bin. Another example, a bin equipped with a fan able to push only 0.3 cubic feet per minute per bushel could push a temperature front in 50 hours, and that would be 15 divided by 0.3 equals 50. So in summary, corn being stored into the winter should be cooled as the outside air temperature cools and should be dried to no more than 13% in an effort to retard any further growth of molds that may produce aflatoxin. Convection air currents are constantly moving in the bin and depositing moisture in the top center of the bin where fines exist and molds will grow. Push warm and moist air up and out of the bin as the outside temperature cools with aeration fans. This is Stu Ellis.